The green engine of the Santa train is decked with a red holiday ribbon. Rosy-cheeked kids press their noses to foggy windows as they pull into the Skagway station. They've spent the last hour eating holiday sweets while Santa tours the cars and the train rattles up the mountain.
It's loud and it's a lot of fun.
That's Allison Nannini. She's in charge of reservations at White Pass and Yukon Route Railway. She's worked the Santa train for years.
Santa comes in at 11 and the train backs into the depot with Santa. So he arrives and everybody's out here to greet him. He comes in and then we have a little vignette set up for him to sit down, and he sees all the kids and gives them little goodie bags and they take their lists.
Each year at Christmas time, the station fills with families from Haines, Juneau, Whitehorse, and beyond. Hundreds of children crowd into the station hall, which is strung in lights and ornaments. Parents crowd the coffee shop for last-minute espressos. Christmas trees and presents spill from every corner. Santa perches in a snowy, North Pole-themed scene. It's Nannini's favorite time of year.
I love decorating the depot. Our depot is decked out for the holidays. It is so much fun. It takes about a month for us to get it ready, and everyone in town can see it. We leave it lit up at night so you can look in the windows, and I love it. We start after Halloween every year getting it ready, and it's a lot of fun having the depot decorated.
The Santa train runs when the season is closed, so all the railway employees volunteer their time. It's not the usual route for the White Pass train either. Everyone rides free on the Santa train, which makes an hour-long loop up to Rocky Point and back. Ridership was down this year, though. Nannini thinks storm warnings on the pass are part of the reason.
From what I understand, there's quite a big storm warning in Whitehorse, and I'm guessing that people are probably concerned they might get stuck in Skagway, which is understandable. But it was nice. It was actually nice to have a little bit of elbow room on the train and lots of room for people to move around and be with their families.
The train was still full with over 500 passengers. That's because it's not just tourists. Santa Train attracts Skagway locals, too.
Lots. It's a two-night event for us. Last night, actually, was a Santa meet and greet for a lot of the locals, which kind of helps up with the lines in here today.
It turns out that no one kept track of the exact date the Santa Train tradition began, but Skagway historian Carl Mulvihill says he remembers a version of the Santa Train as far back as the early 1960s.
When Santa came on the train, they just put him on at the shops, and that was the regular train from Whitehorse to Skagway. There's no people riding except Santa Claus.
The train as he knew it closed in the early 1980s. Santa didn't start riding with the passengers until after the railroad reopened as a tourist route in 1988. Mulvihill was once the chief train dispatcher. He never rode the Santa train, though.
Somebody had to work while everybody else was playing, you know.
The tradition is likely even older than the 1960s. Some railway employees have heard rumors that the Santa train has routes that stretch back to the 40s. It's a long tradition that draws people to Skagway's shops in winter and spreads holiday cheer. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strimple.